This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Here at the 2022 GAC in Washington, D.C., we are back in person, and look who is in the studio lounge, Gigi Hyland from the Foundation. Gigi, how are you?
Hi, Lawson. I am very well, thank you. It's so good to see you.
It's been 2 years. In 3D, exactly.
In 3D. I'm very happy to see people in 3D.
Yeah, I think everybody is. Yeah, everyone's walking around with a big, well, they have their mask on, but you can tell they have a grin.
Yeah, you can tell by looking at their eyes.
They can tell they're smiling. So, well, that said, we're back in person, obviously, so what are your thoughts on that? Because this is such it's almost like a monumental thing, the last 2 years that we've been through. So what are your thoughts on that?
I'm guessing I'm probably replicating many of your guests' comments, but you know, it feels like the last big thing we did as a credit union system was be a GAC, because just, 10 days after GAC of 2020, the world shut down. Yeah. And so on the one hand, this feels like so good, like we're coming out of the 2 years, and it also feels like it's the blink of an eye, like we were just here. So
exactly.
It's a little weird time-space continuum going on, at least for me, but it is so wonderful to see people. It's so wonderful to touch people and to hug people and to connect with them. I mean, as wonderful as the technology has been with Zoom to stay connected, there's just nothing like being with people and sharing a meal and having a cup of coffee together. It's just wonderful, and I mean, you can just feel the, you know, ebullient sense.
You can feel the energy. There's an energy.
Yeah. There's like this collective, there's this great term called collective effervescence, and I'm feeling it being here.
Yeah.
That people are just so jazzed to be in a place where they can be with their credit union family. Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful. Yep. It really is great.
Yeah, I think we need, we are social creatures. We need to be around each other, and thank goodness we've stemmed the tide and on the other side of this thing.
Knock on wood.
Exactly.
Yeah, knock on wood.
All right, hey, I want you to share some other thoughts as well.
Sure.
The conference's theme this year is financial well-being or financial wellness.
Right.
You are a huge proponent of that. We've talked about that many, many times on our program. So I want to get your thoughts on that as well, because you're going to be on stage tomorrow with Jim Nussle talking about this, right? So what are you guys going to be talking about?
Have the really good fortune of being on stage.
So,
you know, this is, I think this is a theme that actually the GAC has had probably for the last 3 to 4 years. And it's been more this like current throughout the GAC. And so this conversation around financial well-being for all, it's new terminology, but it's not new in the context of what credit unions do. You know, credit unions through their DNA really live and breathe this every day. They put the member at the heart of what they do. What we're really trying to say here is, how can you make sure that you're really looking at what you do through the member's eyes?
Right.
And I think the issue that credit unions have always had is, how do you quantify that? We know credit unions have this amazing impact, but how do you quantify that? You've got great stories. How do you quantify that? And so I think part of this effort is really helping credit unions, if you will, maybe reframe how they think about what they do for members and put it in the context of, we're all about improving people's financial lives. And if that guides us, then that drives growth, and it drives engagement, and it drives member growth, and it drives our ability to really show that impact. And so I think you're going to hear sort of that ratcheting up of that conversation at this conference. And I know Jim is going to talk about that. And I'm going to talk about it in the context of the work of the foundation for the last 2 years to bring people up to speed on what we've been doing, and in collaboration with CUNA, bringing people together to say, what do we need to do as a system to push the pedal to the metal and accelerate this work to really get credit unions into a place where they can demonstrably show how we improve people's financial lives.
Yeah. Yeah, we just had Ann Lagan from Thrive, and she's all about the data. As we all know. And so that's where you can quantify this type of thing, right? As well as with using the data or leveraging the data, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And I don't want to minimize, again, what credit unions are doing right now. Credit unions do great work. I think there's this, you know, we're in a brand new world financially. And I think where I see the opportunity for credit unions is, people come into credit unions really with the eye of either solving a financial problem or trying to figure out their financial path. And we know that finances are incredibly complex. People can use Google to find the technical answers to their questions, but it's that human connection of, which is the right choice for me? If I make this choice, where is it going to lead me? And credit unions are experts at that. And so that's how I'm thinking about this, is really having credit unions refocus on What's the lexicon consumers are using for what they're trying to do, and making sure that our lexicon mm-hmm. matches up with that? Because if you think of what Chris Lawrence is doing at Awareness, if you think about what Barb Lohman does at CSS, mm-hmm. all of this is connected mm-hmm. to really help the member thrive financially. Mm-hmm. So what my job is to connect all of those dots and help credit unions kind of see that path of what financial well-being is.
Gotcha. Yeah. And you mentioned earlier about the foundation. You guys have been working on this kind of financial wellness for the last couple of years already. Right. It seems like longer than that, obviously.
I think
we've all been working on that kind of subtly in our entire careers, I guess, but overtly this has been happening the last 2 or 3 years. So what else is going on at the foundation that you can share, the latest and greatest out there? Because there's a lot.
There's a lot going on. So a lot of this is building and scaling what we've been working on for the last probably 8 years. And so two things that I would call out. One is our programmatic work, so our development education program, our Exploring Why sessions, which really focus on making sure that credit union employees have this readiness to turn and face the member. Mm-hmm. And that means having empathy, it means putting that empathy into action, and it means leveraging who you are as a credit union.
Yeah.
Those three things, that kind of magic sauce combined, to really make sure that you're responding to members' needs. So our DE program went gangbusters.
Oh, yeah.
In a virtual world, and mm-hmm. we pivoted hard, and we took a program that was known to be in person, and we did it virtually, and it was so incredibly successful.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna have one virtual program this year, and then we're gonna go back to in person later this year. So
awesome.
DE is thriving. We're working with a variety of different leagues and partners on another thing that we do called Exploring Why, which is a very customized, bringing some of the learnings of DE and taking it to a credit union to help everybody at that credit union understand the role that they have in serving the member
mm-hmm.
and their own personal values connected to the credit union and what that means in
mm-hmm.
terms of improving people's financial lives.
Right.
We're looking to scale that as well and really do a train-the-trainer model because we're a small team and we can't do, the demand is enormous for that,
mm-hmm.
particularly as we're coming out of a pandemic and CEOs are going, I've got to preserve my culture, my credit union, how do I do that when I'm hiring people?
Gosh.
And I'm hiring people remotely. How do they know who we are as a credit union? So this work that we're doing, we hope really can meet that need and
mm-hmm.
can help credit unions with that. And then the work on financial well-being for all is really bringing people together. So we're doing a lot of grant work this year. We're granting money to some small credit unions to test different tools to use to really measure their members' financial health and understand their member demographics. Because armed with that information, they're able to make really good strategic
mm-hmm,
decisions
mm-hmm.
on where do we put our chips? What do we really focus on to improve our members' financial lives? And then bringing people together. We've been doing a lot of convenings. We've got CUF and Health coming
up,
which is in April. I hope maybe you'll be able to come if you'd like in San Antonio, Texas. And that's in collaboration with the Cornerstone Foundation and the California Nevada
Caroline Willard.
And it's a great conference to talk all about
mm-hmm.
what are different credit unions doing, how do we learn from each other, and how do we continue to sort of go on this journey of financial well-being for all. So those are the two monster things. There is a third, and it's a new effort, a new fund that we have at the foundation that was generously funded by BCU, Redwood, LGFCU, and Coastal Credit Unions and CUNY Mutual Group.
Mm-hmm.
And those five entities said to the foundation board, this work on financial well-being is so important for the system that we're gonna put resources behind it.
Yep.
They've put a $2 million commitment right now. We hope to grow that to $10 million. Over basically five years
mm-hmm.
again, to put the pedal to the metal and to make sure that we can build a repository, get our employees ready, and figure out the data
mm-hmm.
piece. So there's a lot of work that's going to happen, and it's system-wide effort,
mm-hmm.
and it's just trying to corral it all and have all of us work towards that same
goal. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we had Brett Martinez on from Redwood talking about that.
Exactly.
So from the credit union perspective,
exactly.
So that was really good to get that perspective. Yeah, you guys are doing some amazing
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. So those three things are really, really big. And then I never want to minimize CUA because we're
That's
always
right.
there. When CU,
That's
when
right.
disaster strikes, we're always there and
mm-hmm.
we're ready.
Yeah.
That never goes away. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of great work. My team is incredible. We've got 12 of us now, but small and mighty and just cranking.
Yeah, you guys do. For the size that that you guys guys do an amazing job. Well, and that's an understatement,
Gigi.
Thank
you, Mike. I appreciate you're welcome. Support. So,
yeah. Oh, anytime. Oh my gosh. Hey, lastly, yes. Kind of the crown jewel of what you guys do is the Foundation's Dinner presenting the Herb Wegener Memorial Awards, right. And that is tomorrow it night. Is. Oh my gosh. You got some pretty special people being honored this year. Can you share?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so incredible to come back. And again, I always feel like this is a family reunion, mm-hmm. and it's the time of this conference when we just celebrate being a credit union system. So to be able to come back in person and to do this is going to be amazing. So we have three Wegener Awards that we're giving. So Lucy Ito, Roger Heacock, mm-hmm. and then Faith-Based Credit Union Alliance mm-hmm. out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then, as you know, we don't bestow this very often. The foundation board bestows this award. It's called the Anchor Award.
Yes.
And it's really for entities and for individuals who transform and live the principles and values of our credit union mm-hmm. system. And this year it will be given to AACUC
yep.
for all of their work to coalesce the credit union system around diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a magical night.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of tears, probably a lot of laughter,
oh, yeah.
But there's going to be a lot of joy in the room and just four amazing awardees that we are humbled at the foundation to be able to honor and to bestow these very high honors.
Yeah,
it's just incredible.
When you go to this dinner, you guys have been to this dinner, but it is, you feel, you come out of there like, I can do more.
Right.
You know, it's like, what am I doing? Well, I am so lazy. I can do more.
Or you're inspired.
Or you're
very,
very, that's the word I'm looking
yeah,
for.
You're
very inspired for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these,
it's just
so it should
stuff.
Be a fabulous night. We're anticipating about 950 people coming to the dinner. So
good for you.
Really looking forward to celebrating with everybody tomorrow night. Yeah.
Right on. Well, good stuff, Gigi. Anything else to add? I know you're super busy, so we're always thankful for you to stop by and hang out with us for a few minutes.
No, we're so appreciative of the time coverage. So that's it in a nutshell. There's more on our website.
Oh, I'm sure.
And certainly hope to talk to people while I'm here at the conference to let them know more. But yeah, thank you.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For the opportunity.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
great
you're welcome. Anytime, Gigi.
Great
always happy. Again, you guys do some fabulous work
thank
out
you.
There and make us all better people for what you do. So
you're very kind.
Awesome,
so,
awesome.
Thank
Alrighty.
You, Mike.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it.
There she is, Gigi Hyland from the foundation. Go check them out right now. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.